Carolyn, Carolyn, Mims, M-I-M-S. M as in mother, I, M as in mother, S. Date of birth, 3-7-55. Today is the 21st, 7-21-22. Our patient is a 67-year-old woman, widowed, lives at home with a roommate slash caretaker, as well as a provider services times 3 hours a day, period. New paragraph, patient used to be married till her husband passed away. She has 3 children. She does not drink alcohol, but she does smoke, despite numerous physicians telling her that given her severe heart disease, she cannot be smoking, ! She suffers from obesity, coronary artery disease, end stage, chest pain, unstable angina, status post pacemaker, which has been discontinued, obesity, status post gastric bypass, tubal ligation, depression, severe, especially after her son passed away in 2018, history of psychiatric illness as well as bipolar disorder, rheumatoid arthritis, DJD, systemic lupus erythematosus, atrial fibrillation, and chronic shortness of breath, period. Medications include Remeron, Neurontin, Oxcarbazepine, Oxcarbazepine, Atrovastin, Coreg, Doxepin, Eliquis, Lasix, Cogentin, and Abilify, period. Allergies, she's allergic to doxycycline and sulfa. Family history, COPD, review of system. Patient has a history of chest pain, shortness of breath, has severe pain in her arms and legs, given her systemic lupus erythematosus, DJD, and RA, period. New paragraph, patient has been hospitalized numerous times because of unstable angina. She is not a candidate for cardiac bypass and or stent placement at this time, period. New paragraph, she has been referred to hospice by her provider because she no longer wants to go back and forth to the hospital and she wants to be kept comfortable at this time, period. She's a high risk of falls. She's had three falls already. She requires help with ADL and is chair-bound at this time, period. She has a hard time getting dressed in the morning without a provider's help, and she's not able to cook for herself unless the provider or the roommate cooks for her, period. COVID immunization is up to date, period. Surgical problem as above, medical problems as above. On examination, patient's blood pressure is 150 over 99. Patient's heart rate is 98. O2-SAT is room air 95%. And efebrile. Heart, distant heart sounds, irregular, consistent with atrial fibrillation. Lungs, bronchi, and rales in both lung fields. Abdomen, obese, non-tender. Extremity, 1+ P lymphedema bilaterally with no evidence of DVT and or cords, evidence of DVT, cords, or Holman sign, period. Neurological, patient is moving all 4 extremities with no focal neurological deficit. Neck, no JVD, positive JVD, but no evidence of lymphadenopathy. Assessment, here we have a 67-year-old woman who lives by herself with end-stage coronary artery disease, period. New paragraph, patient must quit smoking, but she states that she does not want to quit smoking till she dies, in quotation, period. Patient is out of nitroglycerin. She requires nitroglycerin for chest pain and shortness of breath. Patient has symptoms of unstable angina. Patient becomes very short of breath with any kind of activity, given her weight, period. She currently weighs 255 pounds. She used to weigh 450 before her gastric bypass, period. New paragraph, she's in atrial fibrillation, which causes reduction in her cardiac output by 5-10%, which even causes more symptoms of end-stage heart disease and angina, period. Patient is not able to move around, even in the chair, without becoming obviously short of breath, period. Patient has multiple psychiatric issues and along with depression after her son passed away in 2018. Period. These are new numbers. obesity, next number, SLE/RA/DJD. Patient is in severe pain at all times. She requires pain medication, is no longer able to go to doctor's office to receive her pain medication, receive any pain medication, and wants hospice to provide her care, pain medication, and to keep her comfortable till she passes on, period. The paragraph, patient has had numerous hospitalizations for unstable angina and no longer wants to go to the hospital or be admitted to the hospital for any further evaluation, especially since she's been told she's not a candidate for any kind of stent and or coronary artery bypass, period. CHF, patient remains in CHF related to her coronary artery disease and cardiomyopathy, most likely. No echocardiogram, no evidence of, I do not have a copy of her echocardiogram, but will request those at this time. Next one is continue with Eliquis in face of atrial fibrillation. Next number, we'll continue with Lasix in face of chronic congestive heart failure. Next number, patient is on numerous psych medications, which we'll continue with along with Cogentin to reduce her chances of developing extrapyramidal side effects, period. New paragraph, high risk of fall. New paragraph, patient is chair-bound/homebound for sure. New paragraph, hospice will help her with pain and also try to increase her, apply to the state to increase her hours for provider services at this time. Next number, patient will not quit smoking, but has definite COPD in face of smoking and severe unstable angina and coronary artery disease. We discussed this today as well. Next number, at one time, patient had a pacemaker, but the patient could not tolerate the pacemaker, so it was discontinued, hence increased risk of sudden death and a ventricular tachycardia. Thank you. Sudden death, ventricular tachycardia, as well as tachyarrhythmias. Thank you. Or tachy and bradyarrhythmias. Thank you. That's it.